Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu. On the last episode, we talked about friendship dynamics and we talked about communication, conflict, managing conflict within relationships as well. Today, we're going to be talking about friendship and business, yeah. Right? The dynamics of friendship and business. And I've got back with me in the studio, Akinlabi Akinbulumo, who is my friend and my business partner as well.
Yeah.
Akinlabi.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi.
Back.
Thank you for having me back, friend.
So today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about friendship dynamics in relation to business.
Yes.
And I want us to take that from two different angles. We'll take it from a business partnership situation, but we'll also take it from a client, right?
Yeah,
so like
client.
If you were dealing with a friend that was a client,
yes.
You know, that dynamics as well. So I think let's start off just kind of talking about, first of all, like, can you do business with your friend? I mean, this is a no brainer for you, but I want you to explain how you think about it.
Yes, 100%. In fact, I believe I should do business with my friend. And this is because, I mean, this is not to say you can't do business with any other person, right? But I'm of the opinion that I should do business with my friend because, for me, a lot that has to do with business and where it is that we're coming from, what it is that we want to achieve needs me to align with the people who are on the team, or more importantly, the person that it, the core people who are on the team, we need to align on certain things. And those things are the same things that I will align with my friends, right? So what usually happens is if I meet someone who is not my friend and I see that, you know, we tick all the boxes when it comes to doing this business, but then I also believe very strongly that I have to align on certain things. I will align with you and then you will become my friend. So what happens is that I either go into business with my friends.
Or we end up becoming friends in the course of the business.
Because we have to align on certain things. Plus, one of the things that I believe that friendship does is that friendship is a lubricant. Right? It's a lubricant. And because friendship is a lubricant, what happens is if you went into friendship with someone who is not your friend, it doesn't mean that when there's friction and things are not moving smooth, it means that everything should go into pieces. Yeah. That's not what it means, right? But what friendship does is that because friendship is a lubricant, it means that even in the toughest times, we have something that will keep us going.
Yeah.
Right? And I think for two of us, that's, for the both of us, that's something that we've had.
Yeah.
Right? It not necessarily is about, you know, the business and what it is that we want to do, because, you know, it's funny that we've gone to different sorts of businesses.
Yeah.
So it's never really about that thing that we want to achieve with the business, but with the fact that, again, we're doing life together and we want these things out of life. So, and we see that
we want things to align in certain spaces.
Yeah, and we say, look, this person is perfect for this thing because we can get the type of results that we want because we see life and we see and align on so many things together.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, one of the reasons that why a lot of times people will say, oh, don't mix business and
friendship,
you know, is also because you're not necessarily like mindful of the things that need to help make that business work.
Work, yes.
Right? I think that with us, you know, we understand each other's strengths. We understand and respect each other's skill sets.
Yes.
You know, so communication is also a bit easier.
Yes.
Because we know, I know that I'm in a business relationship with you because I trust that you have these.
Yes.
Like beyond our friendship, I trust that you can make these type of decisions.
Yes.
I trust that you have these skills. I trust that, you know, I don't have to worry about where money is moving.
Yeah.
You know, like I can trust. So once there's that foundational trust, I think it becomes easier to do business with your friend.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know,
definitely.
So that fear of like, I don't want to mix business with pleasure, as they call it, is just I think it's just that you don't necessarily have you don't trust that person.
Yes.
Right? And so with our friendship as well, you know, I know we've been we've also made sure, you know, to have certain basic understandings, basic structures in place.
Yes.
Because that's the other thing is when you're building a business with your friend, you can tend to go against structure.
Yes.
Right. Just be like, oh, okay, yeah, when money comes, we'll decide. Or, no. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you give me, I'll take. And then you have a resentment in words, you know? And we've been through this part of life where it's just like, you know, you're assuming and hoping, you know, so you go into business with your friend and you're hoping that your friend has your best interest. So you're like, but you mean this share this money equally? You know
why? You should have known,
you know. But I think, you know, saving your friend that stress by just having simple structures in place, right? Yeah. That this is what it is, and being flexible, you know. Yes. Because the thing is, you have to also go back. People try to be very rigid in business.
Yes.
And I think you have to go back to why you started that yes. business. Yeah. Why, you know, why do we have this business running?
Yes.
You know, and in our business relationship, we've been very flexible, you know, to where, you know, speaking about money, we've made a decision about something that we've given priority to. And we've said, when we get this particular amount of money, we need to put it here.
What, yeah.
But then we realize that one of us has a need.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Let's solve this first, right? Yes. Because this needs to be sorted out, you know? And I think that when you understand that, why do we even have this business first of all,
yes.
right? We want to make sure, you know, that yes, there's all the impact we want to make and the work we want to do. But if you're not happy or I'm going through something that is really not going to allow me even focus on the business, and the business has the ability to solve my problem, right? Why can't the business solve my problem?
Yes, because the thing is, you know, I believe very strongly that when you're going into a relationship, business, whatever partnership it is that you're going into, this is not about 50% of me meeting 50% of you so that we can have 100% output lie. It has to be 100% me, 100% you, and then we're achieving this 100%. Yeah. That's how it works. And what happens is when the other person is not performing, so I'm bringing 100% that you're performing at 50% because something is wrong, right? We will not get the type of output. It will now it's about an average, right? So you have 50%, I'm bringing 100%, it will be the average of the both of us that will be the outcome.
Yeah.
And so only if that person is your friend, would you say, huh, yeah, I care so much that you are not where it is that you need to be. Mm. What is it that we need to do?
Yeah.
Right? There's something that, you know, we always say, which is the fact that when it comes to partnerships and friendships like this, the person's personal goals, everybody's personal goals must be on the table.
Yeah.
Right? And once our personal goals are on the table, we know the type of decisions to make per time.
Yeah.
We know that, you know, like you said, this is what we had planned for this, but this is what this person is going through, right? If this person has this medical issue that is not solved, we will not have a business.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? So we have to be friends for me to say, man, I care so much, you know, I will forfeit my own share for this.
Exactly.
Because
This needs
to be solved. I need you to be where it is that you need to be. So yes, I totally
and
agree.
That's, I mean, that's that level of going into that business relationship selfless.
Yes.
You know, as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And I think that it's difficult, you know. I understand people who feel that it is difficult.
Yes.
I don't think it's impossible.
Yes.
I know it's difficult. And the difficulty, again, you know, comes from a place where if this is not someone that you trust, someone that you're aligned with, someone that you are doing life with,
yeah.
it can get difficult because you're always second guessing, you're comparing, you know. We've had a conversation. I know there was a conversation we did on business partnerships.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that we had mentioned there, and I should mention here, is also the fact that, again, back to what we said in previous episode about ebbs and flows,
yeah.
is that in one period, you might be the superstar.
Yes, yes.
You might be the one putting in 90% of the effort.
Yes.
Right. On a particular project.
Yes.
Right. And the next project comes through and I'm putting in 90%. You're putting in 10%.
Yes.
What typically will happen with a lot of friends is that sometimes they determine from, you know, like a project comes, first project, second project, I'm putting in more than you. And I start to tell myself, I'm putting in more than you. So I should get more than you. Or even sometimes it's not even a question of money. It's just, but I'm putting more than you. You're not putting anything into this, you know? Yeah. And they don't realize that a time might come
where you're not putting in any
effort now. Because guess what? That particular project does not require your skill sets.
Yes.
Then what? So am I now going to say, you're not putting in anything, you know? So I think people just understanding that it's about, you know, navigating this such that you are going towards a common goal. How we get to that goal or who gets us there is not the point.
Yes.
Right?
It is that we have decided
to get there, you know, and supporting each other's personal goals and personal visions, you know, because even with our relationship, we have our business, but then we also have things we want to do individually.
Yes.
You know, you have stuff you're doing individually, I have stuff I'm doing, but we always find ways to support that stuff.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to looking at it and saying, but now you're doing your own thing. That's taking you away from this, you know, but it's like, I want you to succeed because your success is our success.
It's our collective success. You know, I think, you know, you said something, you know, a few minutes ago that I think that is very critical, and that's structure.
Yeah.
Right. I think structure solves business with friends problems.
Mm.
Structure solves business with no friends problems. Right.
It does, yeah.
If you have the right structure in place, right? Look at this. If you're going into business with a friend, set up a structure and say, this structure allows, or this system we're creating makes sure that regardless of the friendship that we have now, right? In the case that we don't have this now, it will work, right? Same thing. I mean, you build with it. I always say is you build with a storm in mind. And that's what the structure is for. Building with a storm in mind. Always do that. This is not to say that you are anticipating a fallout, but it's understanding that, look, this is a structure we have created. However, like you said, we will be flexible if we ever get to the point and we find out that, no, this is the way that we need to go. We might need to use this window instead as a door.
Right.
But the point is, well, let's get there, right? But there's this structure. Yeah. We know how it is. We know how it goes.
Yeah, because the structure tells you that we've aligned on this thing, that we are flexible and that we've agreed to this other thing. Does not mean that this structure is going to disappear.
It doesn't mean that.
It's what we've agreed. Exactly. You know what I mean? So then because when you look at it like that, even when you are beating the structure, so to speak, quote unquote, right? You're beating the structure. There's a part of you that has extra gratitude because you know that, you know, there's a gratitude where it's like, I know that you've done me a favor.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I know you've done, because I won't take for granted the fact that this favor has been done for me. Like, I'll look at it as, you know, this is what we agreed to. This was actually what we agreed. Yeah. You deviated from that agreement for my sake. You know, so that is, there's gratitude in that.
Yeah. Like you said, it adds fuel to the fire of the friendship to say, look, it reminds you that that person is your friend.
Yeah.
You know, saying, look, we have the structure in place. We've decided that we will not break the structure for anything. But then the time comes when we have to, and then the person does it for you.
You
know what?
And that's what builds it. You know what? That's what keeps building the relationship.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's what it is. Because then the next time, it's not like you keep doing it, but like the next time it's easier for you to do and it's easier for me to do. And then it's just, you know, it just keeps building that relationship. Let's talk about, you know, clients, right? So dealing with a friend that is a client, you know, the dynamics of that, because, you know, it can get a bit dicey.
Yes.
You know, how do I address you? You know, how do I invoice you? How do I have to break protocol to be able to keep you as a client?
Yes.
You know, what are your thoughts?
Again, it is this structure, right? What one of the things that structure does, whether it is a friend, partner, or friend client, what one of the things that structure does is that it makes people on both sides acknowledge that this is the way it should be done.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the things that we do, right, with even people who we call friends, is that if we're going to give you 100% discount, we will send you an invoice.
We'll still invoice you,
for the real amount and apply 100% discount.
Yeah.
So what happens is this, It is a structure because that business needs to invoice right.
Yes.
We've set prices for this,
exactly.
Right? Owners of the business can apply the kind of discounts they want. In this case, they've chosen to apply this amount of discount, but this is how much it costs. What happens is that even the person who is a client, that is your friend on the other end, right, comes with gratitude because they know how much that you have. Because what has happened in that case is you are the one who paid the price. So what happens is if I'm a client and, for example, you know, Adora says, oh, I want to do your photographs. Adora says, it costs 400K to do your photographs. However, I will do it for free, meaning 100% mm-hmm. discount. What happens is when she does the photographs, I see it as though Adora paid 400K.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Because it's her time.
Yeah, you can see the value.
It's a value because it's her time. Because what happens is that somebody had to have paid that 400K. Yeah. There's an opportunity cost, it, right? Somebody, that 400K should have come from somewhere else. Mm. But I've used that time that she should have earned 400K to get what it is that I want. I'm a bit more, you know, grateful. And I think that if more and more people realize that that's how it is that they can approach friends as clients, knowing that you let them know the structure, but let them know how you beat the structure.
Exactly.
Right.
For them.
Right. I think it also even builds the friendship because they realize this is not something that you can do. Because what really causes a lot of problems is the other person feels it's your business. You can give it for me to do. You can do it for me now. You know, it costs you nothing.
Exactly.
To do it. But I need to let you know it costs me something.
Yes. I'm giving it to you, but it costs me something.
But it costs me something to do it. You see that I'm paying somebody. You know, some of the cases, you know, in the past, what I will do when we had people who will design is I know I can design this thing for you, right? But I don't want to mess up our friendship. So what I will do is, no worries, somebody in the team will do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The person will invoice me, but he will do it for you for free.
Mm.
I want you to know that it's coming at a price. Whether I'm giving the guy money or not, I need you to know it comes at a price because you will value it so much more.
Yeah.
Yes. And our friendship, absolutely. Like you said, there will be so much more gratitude.
Yeah.
So,
structure is the foundation of it. You can be flexible, but there are times where I also think it's important in the space where, you know, you're dealing with a friend that is a client. Sometimes it's also important to keep that rigidity of the structure as much as possible.
Yes.
Because you already know that it's very likely, like, that conflict is higher.
Yes.
The possibility of conflict is higher because we're friends, right? I have a certain way of operating. It's kind of like when we have people who maybe send us a message on WhatsApp.
Yes.
And say, hey, this is what I need. And my immediate response to you, send me an email. And they don't want to send an email because they feel that, but we're talking about it, so why should I send an email? And I say, send an email because I need that documentation.
Yes.
Because tomorrow when we fight, I need to be able to say that this was the conversation that we had as well, right? So a lot of times, you know, still following up with that. So the emotional intelligence of managing the conversation, right? But then still keeping
To the structure.
Right?
What
I'm going to send you your pictures, but I'm going to put them in a Google Drive. I need you to look at the Google Drive.
I was going there.
I need you to pick.
Yes.
You know, when you pick, send me the pictures, you know, that kind of thing. So we have a trail of communication that, you know, this is what has happened, especially because, I mean, we've had, you know, fallouts in the past with friends and based on, you know, our business. And one of the things that has helped us to keep our stance is that documented, that trail.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
Be able to go back and say,
but you said this.
This is what you asked for.
And I was not taking advantage. Because, you know, again, you know, you just don't know where people are at a point in time.
Yeah.
And so the person might just get to the point where they say, oh, this is not what I asked for. And
that's
what you asked for. And the person will now begin to imply that you were trying to take their friendship for granted. And that's why this is what you asked for. This is what it is that we did. This is how it is I would have spoken to anybody else. You know, there's a structure that is guiding this relationship that we have. One of the things that I do, you know, I noticed is when people say, they call me, friends call me, And this is emotional intelligence. When friends call me and say, oh, chat, what's up? Hi, I want you to do something for me. And I say, okay, please can you send me an email, right? I know how it is that they feel uncomfortable that I ask for an email, right? So I'm like, please can you send me an email? I said, look, my emails help me schedule the work that I have. And if it doesn't show up in my email, it will not be scheduled. So yes, I'm going to do you a favor. You will have a discount. It has to be, you know? And in that case, they are so worried about their work being done versus you keeping track of the conversation. They will send the email because they want their work done. And just send me an email. I love all that you have told me.
Yeah.
Articulate what you have said in that email. Send it to me. We will do it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that helps.
Yeah.
That
structure. It helps.
That rigid structure.
It helps. I think, you know, also just, you know, you taking the first step to articulate a conversation or an agreement versus waiting for someone else to do it. You know, and this is something I've learned on my life journey.
It's
because I've been on the other side of the fence. I've been on the side of the fence where people have promised me things or people have said things and not done it. And it's made me resentful after a period of time, and stuff. But then I don't have anything to hold on to that they even promised this or anything like that. And so because I realized that normally human beings in general are afraid to ask for certain things, because of my experience, right? I'm now at a point in my life where I'm the first person.
You initiate.
I'm the initiator, right? So I'm the first person to say, this is what it is that I'm going to offer you. Or this is what it is that, you know, I'm going to do with this. This is what it is. And I try to put it in writing.
Yeah.
Right. Because I want to know that we have an understanding and that you're afraid to ask for it. You're afraid to talk about it. Doesn't mean that I should take advantage of your fear.
Yes.
You know, so I'm saying this for those who are listening, right? Is, you know, you also, I think we all have that responsibility, right? To not take advantage of our friends.
Yes.
You know, because we're talking about the flip side, but then there's the other side of like, you have that responsibility of to not take care advantage. Of people. Yeah. And people in general, like whether it's your friend, whether it's your work, you know, your employees, whatever it is.
Or somebody you're mentoring.
It's like, not taking advantage, you know, making a promise, keeping the promise and communicating if you cannot keep that promise per time.
Yes.
You know, so that it's very clear, you know, and I see even with my friends, you know, that maybe I'm purchasing something from them or whatever, you know, I always go that extra mile to make sure that I pay on time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ordering food, for instance, you know, from our friend, like, I don't even go to her. She's close to me. I can send her a WhatsApp message.
We can be chatting about something
else. And I know that she will send me the food now, you know, but I make sure that I call I go through the right channel. It's either I order from the website or I call the person there, make my order. If there's an issue with my order, I don't even tell her.
Yeah.
Right? I solve it with that person, right? And even where I've been given discounts sometimes, I'll still go the extra mile to say, you know what? I want to bless my friend's business. I'm going to pay this money, whether you give me a discount or not. And I think that we owe our friends that much.
Yeah, we
you know, if you can do it, why are you always looking for extreme discounts?
No, I mean, you know,
pay me my money. You have it.
Yeah, it's unfair because it's a good thing that, you know, we're having this conversation where from the side of, you know, do not take advantage of your friends simply because, right? I'm one of those people who just believe that, look, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Recently a friend says, I'm doing these. It was not even a friend, but somebody I'm close to. And the person says, I have these outfits that I'm doing. I want you to please help me take photos of those outfits, right? As I was taking photos of those outfits, I found one of them that I thought was really nice. And I'm like, I want to get something like that. I want that, right? And I didn't say anything. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take advantage of this person because ideally I could have said, right? I'm doing you a favor by taking these photos for you, right? You do me a favor
by giving me the product
for free. I'm like, nope, I didn't even say anything. When the person's collection was out or clothes were out, went through the proper channel, said I was ordering. The person ended up seeing that my order was amongst those ones. It was like, I don't understand. I'm like, right. Nope. I don't know what you want to see.
Yeah.
That's not fight.
Yeah.
I'm paying for this. Right? Why should I take advantage of that? Right? If for some reason, you know, you insist, right, that you know what, I shouldn't pay. But I don't even want it to be about you reciprocating the fact that I just did a favor. No, because I don't want that to be the case. I don't want you to ever think that or have that at the back of your mind. And I think we owe our friends and owe people that responsibility, which is, look, I will treat you. I want you to treat me
fairly.
Fairly as a client.
I'm not entitled.
You know, I want you to treat me fairly as a client. Yeah. And I want to be treated
fairly,
you know, as the vendor supplying for you. I mean, even trust people, I was thinking to myself, I should say this on this interview, that for how many years, for the number of years that I've been friends with Adora, anytime she needs me to do any work, she still sends me an official mail.
That's true.
And it's never with, hey, dude, what's up? It's always with, hi, Akinlabi. Below is, please read through.
Yeah.
I will call you and we will discuss, right? And it's funny because I still read until now when we said this thing, I see that every time I read, I don't read it with any, you know, confusion that it's so normal.
Yeah, it's to me, I'm like, the way we've established. Yes, the way we've established work. I mean, because there are times where I even will say to somebody else, to a third party, please, can you follow up with Akinlabi on this particular thing? Meanwhile, I'm chatting with you all.
How about this thing? Oh, we're in the same office.
Oh, we're in the same office. You know, but I've still like speak to Akinlabi about it because I just think like, you need to just have that, you know, because the times where you want to put on your work hat, and then you want to put on your non-work hat, you know, and you don't want to always like mix up those conversations. You know, it's interesting, you know, speaking about this, like with my friend Karishma, right? Our friend Karishma. I said my friend for those who are listening. But but Karishma and I have, so I have, obviously I have two different WhatsApp numbers, right? I've casted myself. But Karishma and I have on one of the WhatsApp numbers, only business conversations happen there. We do. So we have split personalities. So she only talks to me about work on one WhatsApp number. On the other WhatsApp number, it's our friendship number, right?
That's deep, man.
So it's because of our personalities. It's because of the way me and her are, because we're very meticulous people, right? Yeah. So we understand that we need to curate our multiple personalities. So on here, whenever we talk here, is hey, how's it going? And we can literally be in the middle of a conversation here, and she will send me a message on the business one.
Yes.
Right? To say, hey, have you sent this, or have you done this? You know, or I could do the same.
Yes.
Right.
And then you can reply and say, no, I'm chatting with my friend. I'm done.
Right? You know, but it helps us.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us to dimension the relationship, right? Yes. Such that you know that I'm having a work conversation with you here. I'm having a friendship conversation with you here. And we're not necessarily consistently mixing it up, because it's easy to take for granted.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can take it for granted.
Because as you were saying that, I was saying to myself, yes, it is about dimensioning, but it's not dimensioning for the sake of just, you know, creating boxes, but for the fact that, you know what, I need to make sure that we do not take for granted
our relationship,
our relationship as business partners, or our relationship
as friends.
I
mean, that's key. All right, guys, so we hope that you've learned something amazing on this podcast episode today. I think the summary of this is, you know, can you do business with your friends? Yes, you can. You know, but make sure that you apply structure to it. Make sure that you trust them. Make sure that you communicate as clearly as possible. Make sure you figure out the best means of communication. You know, make sure you're very clear with the value that you're giving per time. Right. So that all parties are in alignment and agreement on what is being discussed, or what is being expected. Make sure you're expectations are clear. All right. So we hope you've learned from this. Feel free to give us a shout. You can hit me up on adora.lumina. You can also follow Akinlabi at Mr. Fisher. That's Mr. Phisha. You can pay me if he becomes your friend. I feel like people are going to be trying to steal my friend.
Steal your friend.
But that's cool. All right, guys. Catch you on the next episode.